The New York State Nurses Association is celebrating this week after reaching new contract agreements with hospitals in Utica and Gloversville. A new four-year contract with St. Elizabeth Medical Center in Utica was ratified after a year of nurses working without a current contract. NYSNA represents about 500 workers at St. Elizabeth. A strike and potential lockout that had been scheduled to begin Thursday was avoided at Nathan Litauer Hospital in Gloversville after the nearly 120 workers represented by the union at the Fulton County facility had been working without a contract for almost 3 years. A tentative agreement was reached. Gabe Crystal is a spokesman for NYSNA.
We feel like it's been an incredible week for NYSNA and also an incredible week for the patients we represent. Both contracts, we negotiated additional patient care protections and as well as providing an environment where there really is a difference for the nurses who work in those hospitals.
Crystal says NYSNA's main concern in its negotiations was adequate staffing and scheduling for nurses. In Utica, the union said workers overwhelmingly voted to ratify the new four-year contract. Among the negotiations are an additional 5 full-time employees to address staffing levels, increases in wages totaling 9%, and a new health insurance plan for workers. In a statement, Scott Pera, president and CEO of the Mohawk Valley Health System, thanked NYSNA for their efforts in reaching an agreement. He says, quote, "We are very grateful that our hospital can move forward and continue to provide safe, quality patient care for our community," unquote. In Gloversville, NYSNA nurses at Nathan Litauer had scheduled to strike September 1st. The hospital had threatened to lock out striking workers until the end of the planned strike, September 6th. The tentative agreement reached between the two parties withdraws the strike. Both parties reached the agreement through the aid of a federal mediator and a final 25-hour marathon session. In a statement, the hospital says, although the agreement has yet to be ratified, quote, "We were able to work resourcefully for a common goal benefiting all involved," unquote. During the tense negotiation period, NYSNA and Nathan Litauer were frequently at odds. Last month, the National Labor Relations Board Office of Appeals directed the NLRB regional director in Buffalo to issue an unfair labor practice against the hospital for unlawfully threatening nurses with a retroactive increase in health benefit copays. The hospital filed an unfair labor practice against NYSNA in late July for failure to bargain in good faith. NYSNA's Gabe Crystal says charges were dropped as a result of the tentative agreement.
As a condition of settlement, both parties withdrew any pending action with the NLRB.
Also in upstate New York, NYSNA and Samaritan Medical Center in Watertown recently reached a tentative 5-year contract after a negotiation period of 13 months. During the last legislative session, the New York State Assembly passed a bill designed to set minimum nursing-to-patient ratios in all New York State hospitals. The bill did not clear the Senate. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.